the Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, the major request from the chiefs and people of the West Kasene traditional area is an old dream, a dream fought over and over by my late father of blessed memory, the Chanapu Pierre Roland Adiali Ayakam II. That request is to create a separate district for the western part of the Kasene. Our plight started since 1967 after the amalgamation of China Local Council with Paga and subsequently with Narungo in 1974. Your Excellency, there have been a series of petitions and recommendations by various committees set up by past governments to evaluate the situation. The reports of all these committees recommended the need and the importance of creating a separate district for the West Zone. His Excellency, our local government legislation placed premium on geographical continuity as a critical condition for creation of districts. However, it was interesting to know that to move from where we stand to our district capital, you have to cross two other districts before. In order to bring local governance or government to the doorsteps of the people in the western part of the Kasene to improve, transform, and better our lives, we wish to make this appeal before His Excellency. Your Excellency, I consider this as a special plea through you to your government, consider our plight. I also wish to remind your government's promise to build a polyclinic in China to address our request for a hospital. This promise was made by His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama in 2013 when he visited China to commission the eye clinic in honor of the late Chanapu. The news was greeted with cheers, enthusiasm, and high anticipation. The current health facility is the only major health facility in the Western Corridor. It is woefully inadequate to handle our health needs, considering its vast catchment area. As a result, even minor cases have to be referred to either Narungo or Sandama District Hospitals. This leads to high fatalities in transit. Your Excellency, our boarding senior high school lacks the necessary infrastructure and capacity to absorb. Your Excellency, our boarding senior high school lacks the necessary infrastructure and capacity to absorb the high number of students intake. The school currently has one classroom block, two dormitories for both girls and boys, and three bungalows for the teachers. Majority of the teachers commute from either Narungo or Sandama for lessons. This greatly affects academic work and standards of education. I would therefore like to appeal to the government for help to resolve this situation to enable the school to improve on its infrastructural needs.
Chanapu, this festival also offers an opportunity for government to review what we are doing to contribute to a better life for your people and for the citizens of our country. Because the year 2015 was a very challenging one for us. But at the national level, as you have requested, we were able to provide a peaceful and stable atmosphere in our country. Even though the global economic situation was not very helpful, we continue to take the measures that are necessary to make Ghana a peaceful and progressive country. We also make allowance for making Ghana the preferred destination for both private and foreign direct investment. As has been said by the President, in the last year, we had to manage an insufficient load generated by our electricity company. This affected commerce and industry and also domestic users of electricity. In the course of the year, we were able to provide substantial increase in electricity generation, and we know that this year we'll be able to solve the electricity problem. But even as we continue to produce extra electricity, we know that the expansion of power to our rural communities will continue. This is the most important commitment on the part of the government because that is what contributes to changing lives and transforming our community. Because health and education will improve with the improvement in the power situation. The provision of infrastructure is also continuing. In this traditional area, as the regional minister has said, we have contributed to the school education, to small water, and to chief compounds, which are all near completion. We are also providing accommodation for nurses. Chanapu, I know that this is a celebration, not a time for making speeches. We are here to enjoy the festival. Well, the Far Festival should remind us all also on the need to keep a healthy environment. As we're coming this afternoon, there are a number of places where bushfires were burning. And so I add my voice to yours to ask that in this severe and prolonged Harmattan period, We must reduce the extent of bush burning because it creates havoc to the land and makes agriculture even more difficult than it is. We must also minimize the negative impacts of the bad practices of cutting down the trees for charcoal and the depletion of the vegetation. And that is why we are recommending the use of gas cookers and cylinders to avert deforestation. I've listened to the request that you have made. Therefore, the regional minister has responded to the issue of the Navarongo Road, and so you have our commitment that this road will be done this year. He has also spoken about the health facility. I must say that with respect to the school, the request for accommodation for students and for teachers, I know that the Ghana Education Trust Fund is busy working out the provision of such facilities in all schools in our country. And we are going to add this request to that which they are considering and believe that we'll start responding very soon to the request that you have made. But the major request was for the creation of a separate district for your people. And as I recall, this is not the first time you have made this request. In 2012, when I came to your palace, you made a request, and I responded by saying that the next effort, the next attempt that we are going to make in the creation of district, this will be considered very positively. I repeat this promise to you that when we are considering the creation of new districts, we will consider very positively this request that the Channel Pio has made.